Raw. Even if you want to use parchment skin, you can't use diftara, which is unfinished parchment. Like Rashi says, or it means skin, but she'ena mubet kol sarka, you didn't work it over completely. The maliach or kamiach, you salted it already, but v'lo yofetz, you didn't put this ingredient yofetz into it. She'ena avdin aklofim yafotzim, that they used to work it over with afotzim. Elo al ha-megila. But rather, you have to write this Megillah on a cloth, on a good piece of parchment that was worked over. Shenem, the Pasuk says, Ba-Sefer. So Drashi cloth, it means a good piece of parchment, just like you write a Sefer Torah on. V'yena Kaisev. Now, when you go to write the Megillah, what type of ink can you use? You can't use Loi Bekumis. Rashi says that's Raphilon, that's type of a sap that comes out of a tree. Or maticha b'mayim, and they put it into water and write with it. That you can't use. V'loy b'kankantum, another type of a dye. V'loy b'chol dova shereshim, and not with anything that when you write with it, it's like nivla, it seeps into the thing and you can't get it out. It makes a reshim, it makes an indent there that you can't erase it like. That's no good. Ela b'jyoy, you have to write it with our type of ink, which is erasable. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, ulmocha, that this Megillah has to be erased in the water. So with Darshan it means, Ksav, you have to write it with the type of an ink that Sheyochol Inchois, that could be erasable. Therefore you can't use it with good dye that stays, saps in and doesn't, you can't erase it, but rather has to be used with something that you could erase. Sati Gemara. Omar Rava said, Megillah Soita, Shekosva Balaila. If the Kohen goes to write this Megillah at night time, the Locher is Psula, it's no good, it's Tafka B'yoim, not at night time. Night time, and what's the reason? Ask your Torah, Torah. We have a Xerishova Torah, Torah. Ksiv Hoch here in the Pasha of Soita, the Pasuk says, V'yosolo HaKohen, as Kol HaTorah Hazois. That the Kohen should do this whole thing means the Kohen should even write the Megillah. Uksiv Hosam, it says another Pasha about Mishpotim, that al pi ha-Torah she-yerucha, v'yala mishpot, that is Torah and mishpot, that means judgment. So we dash in ma mishpot b'yoyim, just like Bezdin only paskins by daytime, is af Megillah saita b'yoyim, who are in the writing of the Megillah saita is only by daytime and not at nighttime. And Rashi says, mishpot b'yoyim, v'sanhedrin afkolo mivahoye b'yoyim hanchiloi. It says b'yoyim hanchiloi. Mashma bezdin paskin zois b'yoyim and not at laila. So Mela, Torah tells us that the ksivus of the Megillah is also dafka b'yoyim and not at laila. So the Gemara kosfol amafreya psula. If you write the psukim backwards, it's no good. Because the Pasuk says v'kosav esa'oloi sa'ila. You have to write down these curses. Ki diksiva, the same way it's written in the Torah. You have to write it forwards and not backwards, not l'mafreya. You can't write the words back, like Rashi says, Yerech v'lanpil. Pasuk says v'lanpil Yerech. You can't write backwards Yerech lanpil. Then the Megillah is possible. Vaita. Kosvo koidim shetekabal oleho b'shvua. Let's say before the Kohen makes a swear, and the Torah it says first the Kohen talks to the Soita and makes a swear to mekabal upon itself the shvuas. So and then we first write the Megillah. Let's say though the Kohen wrote the Megillah before she accepted upon herself the Shavuos is Tzula. The Lachar is that Megillah is Posel. Shenem, because the Posek says, V'heshbiya, first the Kohen makes a swear, V'yacha kat v'kosav. And then the Torah says to write the Megillah. So it has to be done the way the Torah says it. Kosvo igeres Tzula. Let's say you write the Megillah, even on a piece of parchment, but Rashi says, B'loi shirtut, you don't have it lined out, like in the parchment, we do it before we go to write. First you take like your knife and you make indentions, you make lines on the parchment. That's called shirtut. So if you write the Megillah Soita without shirtut, without lines, it's psula. Why? Ba'asefer Omer Rachmona. Rashi says, Ba'alach l'moshe misinah shasvorim tzrichim shirtut. In Alach l'moshe misinah, then any sefer you go to write, a sefer Torah, or a Megillah Soita, or Megillah Soita, has to have shirtut. Weiter. Right. Yeah, so ganz a lot of different sheets here. I'm not going to write now. Yeah. Weiter. The Sayyid B'Sefer Rahman Torah says what Megillah is written by Sefer, but Rashi says it means you have to have shirtut, you have to have loins. So the Moravaita. Kosvo al